Hello, it's Tessa, one of the news editors here at Manx Radio, back with you for another episode of Newscast. Today, the war on drugs and how police officers have successfully dismantled an organised crime group which trafficked more than £1 million of cannabis to Manx shores. So what is Operation Artemis? Why haven't you heard about it before? And what did it achieve? Well, allow me to take you on a deep dive into the criminal underworld and let me introduce you to the people involved in a drug trafficking network which has been described as posing a real threat to our way of life.
A Liverpool man has been given an 8-month prison sentence for a financial crime after sniffer dogs found almost £50,000 hidden in a secret compartment in his vehicle. 40-year-old Thomas William Harrison was arrested while waiting to board a sailing at the sea terminal in Douglas in February.
Two men have been jailed for their part in a drug trafficking operation which saw police recover more than £250,000 worth of cannabis. Bilal Mogul from Manchester and Christopher Joseph Parker from Fairfield Avenue in Oncombe were sentenced at Douglas Courthouse today.
A Barnsley man is awaiting sentencing after admitting trying to smuggle almost £50,000 in criminal cash off the Isle of Man. Sam Kenneth Lee of Wurzburgh pleaded guilty to the offence during an appearance at Douglas Courthouse today.
The names and stories of some of the 14 people convicted and imprisoned for their part in bringing Class B drugs to the Isle of Man and sending the proceeds of them, the criminal cash, back to Merseyside. Operation Artemis started in February last year after police stopped Merseyside man Thomas Harrison at the sea terminal. Investigations showed he'd made 12 short trips to and from the island between August 2021 and February 2022. That's roughly one trip every fortnight. On each occasion, he travelled in a vehicle. The next time he visited, the 23rd of February, he was stopped again. £47,530 was recovered from a hide under the passenger seat.
Police searched Harrison's vehicle after he appeared nervous and was physically sick while waiting for the crossing. A detection dog identified a hidden compartment in the passenger side of the Renault Twingo, in which four bundles of cash totalling £47,530 were hidden. Harrison had previously admitted attempting to remove criminal property from the island, and at his sentencing hearing, his advocate explained he had accrued a drugs debt while out of work. As a result, he was asked to come to the island to clear the debt and was not responsible for installing the secret compartment. Deemster Cook imposed an 8-month prison sentence, as well as issuing a confiscation order for the money and a deprivation order to seize the vehicle involved.
And after Harrison came others, 13 others over a 9-month period to be precise, all involved in the trafficking of cannabis to the island and the taking of cash away from it. People of varying ages from Merseyside, Manchester, Lancashire and the Isle of Man, men and women, people who tried to use a varying array of methods to avoid detection. Georgina Powell tried to use her child's pushchair to conceal criminal cash. John Horton had cannabis sent to him in tyres and wheels at the haulage firm where he worked. Stephen Whittaker received the drug through the post, wrapped in Disney Princess wrapping paper. But it was the vehicles being used by the network which police say gave the OCG a level of sophistication. Detective Inspector Jamie Tomlinson is the man who led Operation Artemis.
This is one organised crime group that we've successfully brought to its knees, really, and that's through the sheer amount of the drugs that we've seized and the money that we've taken off them. That's the nature of the illegal drug trade, unfortunately. Criminals are always looking for opportunities to fill in the gaps. But what we, myself and my team and the constabulary, will do is everything we can to bring them to justice. It's been patience. It's been patience by a dedicated team of officers who have essentially just followed the evidence that was presented to us. There's obviously been a lot of work that's gone into it, but certainly forensics help and they point us in the right direction. But there's also an awful lot of other bits and pieces, if you like, that need to go towards getting these successful convictions. This was one of the vehicles that was taken from a male. You'll just see, if you zoom into the rear seats there, you'll see that was a secret compartment, and that's where a quantity of cannabis was found. That was actually activated through a switch in the front of the vehicle. The Volkswagen, this was driven by a female called Sheila Starkey, and there was nearly £100,000 worth of cash seized from the centre console. And again, you'll see there that that's a specifically made vehicle hide, quite sufficient. Sophisticated as well.
The excuses from those caught on the island with no reason other than to deal in illegal drugs were in some cases farcical. Take Greater Manchester resident Bilal Mogul as an example. He told police he was on the island in September to deliver takeaway packaging. Officers did find cheap polystyrene items in his hire van. That van he'd paid the steam packet £979 to bring over last minute. Sam Lee from Lancashire, who followed Mogul to the island later that month, told officers who stopped him at the sea terminal that he was visiting friends he'd met on holiday in Iceland. They didn't exist, but officers did find almost £48,000 packed into a hide in his car. Sam Lee, number 11 on the Operation Artemis hit list, was sentenced in January alongside Manx residents Andrew McGill and Gary Dentith. McGill was arrested in October last year. Police found 8 kilos of cannabis at his home, which they believe was the remainder of a larger amount trafficked to the island by none other than Sam Lee. McGill was also observed, covertly of course, meeting with the man described as the organised crime gang's main point of contact on the Isle of Man, Gary Dentith, number 14. Linked to Harrison, Starkey, Powell, Lee and McGill, Dentith was the last to be sentenced and the man who received the biggest hit on his liberty. He's now facing 7 years and 3 months behind bars for what police describe as his pivotal role in the operation. So why do criminals like this target the Isle of Man? Are we seen as a soft touch for organised crime groups? Chief Constable Gary Roberts has praised the officers involved in bringing down this criminal network, but says he's unsure whether there's actually a solution to the problem as a whole.
The people who deal cannabis are often sophisticated, organised criminals who can be ruthless. And the exploitation of some of the people in this case has been pretty ruthless. It's the way that they've crossed the border and the way that bookings have been made and an extensive number of people have been used to bring drugs to the island. It's sophisticated in the way the network operates on the island. So that's people who coerce or cajole others into supplying drugs and looking after drugs. And it's sophisticated in the way that some of the vehicles that we've seized have been adapted so that they have within them secret compartments within which the drugs were hidden. So at every level it's sophisticated. And then the laundering operation involves money leaving the island and entering the banking system in the UK. There's some sophistication to that too. I think there are people, maybe not necessarily on this operation, but in others where they have received really significant threats. So there was a case 2-3 years ago where a man had his pet dog shot by an organised criminal group in Liverpool to force him into doing this. We've had cases where we know that shots have been fired at people's homes in Liverpool, and as a result, they brought drugs to the island. So we're dealing with really wicked, nasty people. And it's understandable in some ways that vulnerable people get drawn into this. The challenge for society as a whole is to spot the vulnerable people and to do things to protect them. And that ranges from changing the educational approach, the input we give to young people about the dangers being exploited, through to upskilling professionals, I think, across the whole of the public service so that they understand what to spot. If you look at the profile of people who are in the prison in Derby, many of them are in there serving long sentences for drug trafficking. So the chances of being caught here are pretty high. And then if you are caught, the sentences generally are higher than they are in the UK. The more successful the police are, the more debt they create in the market and the more risks they create and the more dangers there are of people being sucked in because they have accrued those debts. It's a wicked problem, and that's one of the ways it's a wicked problem. There's not a solution that I can think of, in the short term at least.
Chief Constable Gary Roberts there speaking about Operation Artemis. Now, if you're interested in this story and you'd like to find out more, head to manxradio.com. We've covered a number of these court cases in detail over the last year, and it's only now, following the police's decision to reveal details about Operation Artemis, that the jigsaw pieces slide into place. You can find more details on each offender, find out how long they were sentenced to, see images of the drugs and cash seized, and watch a video of the hides located in the vehicles. It's all part of the Isle of Man Constabulary's efforts to keep the island's streets safe.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.